Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. It is so great to be along with you. Secretary Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State for the United States, goes over to China. And to me, he actually gets a tongue lashing from diplomats there. He meets with Xi Jinping, and they basically tell him, don't cross red lines, stay out of our business, America shouldn't cross it. Oh, but tensions are easing with all of you. I mean, I don't believe tensions are easing. In fact, I actually believe tensions are escalating. And I think this strong wording from Chinese diplomats to Secretary Blinken only spells trouble because Joe Biden is so weak when it comes to really anything on just the domestic stage and, of course, foreign policy stage as well. So we're going to talk about all of that with our friends over the New Federal State of China. Of course, the website, folks, is grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. Make sure you sign up for the email list there. And with that, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, welcome from the New Federal State of China, the organization aimed at taking down the CCP. Ava Chen is with us. Ava, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Grant. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me back.
All right, Ava, I think right off the bat, I want to play this clip from one of the top diplomats in China, basically giving the United States a warning. And really, I think he's got some nerves. Antony Blinken is there to give a warning like this, but it's harsh, it's stark, and I want you to listen to it and then respond. Here we go.
China's concerns are consistent. We always call for respecting each other's core interests and urge the United States not to interfere in China's internal affairs, not to hold China's development back, and not to step on China's red lines on China's sovereignty, security, and development interests.
Red lines. What does that mean, Ava?
So basically, I don't no longer listen to those Chinese officials' speech because, you know, this is really a performance. They have been acting in front of the Chinese people and the world for actually 74 years. So, but in that short conversation, the best actor, Wang Yi, the foreign minister, again, basically saying that the red line, which is Taiwan, okay, so this is where a nation, the sovereign nation that the CCP has set their eyes on. So every chaotic things that you see across the world is actually prepare for taking over Taiwan and prepare for knockdown and destroy the United States and replacing it as a superpower. So everything goes back to these two things, everything. You can tell me anything and I can go back to these two things.
It's amazing because, you know, you and I do this show a lot. I'm talking about China a lot. And it didn't even cross my mind, the idea that the red line was Taiwan. I'm thinking they're talking about sanctions and trade wars and all of these things. But it all comes back to Taiwan, doesn't it?
Yes. So basically, they're saying back off. Okay, I'm going to take Taiwan no matter what. If you dare to cross the red line, which is to join this kinetically, you will pay price. Okay, so this is their way, polite way of saying it.
All right, so Antony Blinken, who is one of Joe Biden's many beta males, and I do not say that fondly, for whatever reason, Joe Biden, who I do believe Joe Biden is an alpha male, he's out to lunch now and not mentally competent, but I believe he's an alpha male. He has surrounded himself with beta males, weak men, whether it's Cardona, whether it's Antony Blinken, whether it's Merrick Garland, these are all just wimps who have no respect from anyone. This is Blinken. And I will tell you, Xi Jinping is an alpha male. And I'm sure he has no respect for beta men. But let's listen to Blinken try to talk tough, and then I'll get your response about Blinken.
I reiterated our serious concern about the PRC providing components that are powering Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine. China's the top supplier of machine tools, microelectronics, nitrocellulose, which is critical to making munitions and rocket propellants, and other dual-use items that Moscow is using to ramp up its defense industrial base. A defense industrial base that is churning out rockets, drones, tanks, and other weapons that President Putin is using to invade a sovereign country, to demolish its power grid and other civilian infrastructure, to kill innocent children, women, and men.
All right, so I'm going to get back to more of his speech here. But Ava, so he's telling China, hey, stop supplying Russia with all of these things. China's not going to listen to them. This is exactly what he says. Don't mess with our sovereignty. We could do whatever we want as a country.
Yeah, that's right. So you're right. So the CCP has, from the day one of this Ukraine and Russia war, has been supplying Russia not only weapons and components of weapons, but also giving them basically money. You know, if you're looking at the export, Russia to China, that they are the right now the CCP controlled China is replaced Europe as the biggest basically exporter for Russia. So their trade has reached $240 billion U.S. dollars. But more concerningly, you know, last year, if you recall, there was a meeting, face-to-face meeting between Putin and Xi, and that was in March 2023. I think March 21st. And these two, there is reporters, there is video out there. So she said something to Putin. She said, you know, we're about to witness going through a change that I haven't seen before in the last 100 years. And it's you and me are making those changes. And then Putin shake Xi's hands and say, agreed. Okay, so this was a conversation. And right after the March 2023, if you're looking at the pattern, the procurement pattern of the Russia and CCP's trade, there's a recent report that just published by CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Study. It was 4 days ago. And they actually did a detailed analysis in terms of what Russia is buying. That's exactly what Blinken is saying, that Chinese Communist Party right now is actually supplying 90% of the critical components that making tanks, making artillery weapons, making missiles, making electronic communication equipments, even nuclear components to Russia. So there's no doubt who is fighting this war against against Ukraine people and against the safety and security of Europe.
Help me with, what does China get out of this? I know China loves to sow chaos. They love to drag America into the depths of all of this chaos financially, militarily, and just drain us. Does China really have this great fondness for Russia that somehow, this is our great partner?
So ideology-wise, they're connected. They're communism. Okay, so they believe totally, completely antithetic to the Western value that based on Judeo-Christian. So that's the first one. But second, what China is really at, again, as I said, Taiwan and destroy United States, everything. So let me explain to you why Taiwan. Why for them to take over Taiwan, that need to create a chaos everywhere else, including Hamas in Middle East turmoil and also Russia and Ukraine, because they're betting on United. They study your strengths, your military strengths as well. They knew that United States cannot win three battles at the same time. You can simultaneously fight two wars, nuclear wars, at two places, but you can't fighting at three times. So they're betting on that. Okay. The second one is really coming from destroy United States. You have to pay attention to United States dollar. CCP is the only country that has prepared for de-dollarization for decades. Looking at the geopolitical game, okay, what CCP has right now? CCP has Russia, Iran, the whole entire Middle East, including Saudi. Don't forget, Saudi and Iran last year in March, they actually, CCP broke a detente, reestablished the diplomatic relation between these countries. So what does CCP control now? They control the entire Middle East. If you're looking at all those 550 billion oil contract the CCP has signed with Saudi Aramco for 20 years, you know, the CCP is the king of the Middle East. What they control? They control petrol. They control petroleum. What's your dollar pegged on? Petrol dollar. Yeah. Without petroleum, so they control Russia, which is another export country for gasoline, right? And now they have a Middle East. Guess how many people living in in Asia, in Middle East, including parts of Africa and Russia? Yeah. More than 5 billion people. Okay, so if all the peoples are kidnapped on the war machine, what you competing with the US dollar? US dollar is going to be de-dollarized.
Yeah.
What they're going to rise? The global south with their purchasing power and the number of people and their payments, transactions is going to break United States like no one have ever imagined. And this is has been telling by the mile score since day one, and nobody ever paid attention. And CCP has prepared.
Yeah.
They can switch it at any moment now.
We certainly see the dollar falling. There's a global war on the US dollar. And amazingly enough, Ava, the war on the US dollar seems to be coming from in our own administration. The Biden administration is also waging war on the dollar. They want this digital currency to go down the same road that China has, to have social credit scores and be able to control where your money goes, at least see where it goes, how you spend it, what you're allowed to spend it on. This is all destroying the original US dollar.
Yeah, let me explain this to you. So you really have to understand how CCP works. This is where I think Americans needs to understand the conspiracy and the deception. Okay, so give you an example. Yes, it seems like your administration are actually reacting to a market panic of the cryptocurrency collapsed. You know, if you dates back to 2022 May, there's a lot of cryptocurrency, the stable coin collapsed, Luna, right? True USD and, you know, Bitcoin. So these are the panicking. Who is behind these things? CCP. Miles Gore has in early May, middle May 2020, he's already saying who is actually hidden behind and manipulating the market, creating this crush. Out of the 9,000 digital currency or cryptocurrencies, more than half of them, there's involvement of the CCP, including your largest cryptocurrency exchange. Right now, Binance are CCP's intelligence platform and money laundering platform. So that's why I'm talking about the CCP has truly prepared. They're trying to create a fear among you, among the Western country, fear about cryptocurrency. They want to more justify the regulation. And because they already infiltrated your government, they have planted their pawns in your government. Mm. So when the fear is coming from the masses and then from the silent administration part that they control, they can propose something acting as they're saving the market. But that's exactly what they're going to do to break your financial market. And that's the final blow, they're going to take down the United States. So you have to pay attention. This is exactly also why another trend that I'm observing, just 6 days ago, April 20th, the Xie Feng, the ambassador of the China in United States, Chinese ambassador in United States, delivered a speech in Harvard University. Guess where? Kennedy School. Okay, again, it's still Kennedy School. You have to look into what the relationship between those funding deans, Graham Allison has and a bunch of other people have with the Chinese Communist Party. You have to look into it. Because in that speech, he gave a tongue lashing to you, to Americans, and telling you what is democracy. So I just give you a taste of what he said here. He said, democracy is not an ornament or a show. So what he's saying is he's actually accusing United States having a fake democracy. And you have to pay attention. Notice what kind of the trends and narratives are pushing on TikTok and a lot of the social media platforms. They're pushing, especially coming from the young generations, especially coming from university college students. They're saying, they're calling United States is so corrupt. And they now wanted to completely disband the entire administration, the entire system. Is this coincidence?
No.
No.
So, Ava, it seems to me, obviously, anytime you have a dictator-style government, tyrannical-style government, it's all based off of lies. And then, of course, direct threats, physical harm, financial harm, all these things.
That's right.
He says in this, you know, you sent me this screenshot of some summing up some of what he said. At the end, he said the Kennedy School's decade-long surveys in China showed that over 90% of the Chinese people are satisfied with the central government. Give me a break. There is no way that is possible.
I'm so glad that you picked that up. So I can tell you, so this has been quoted repeatedly by the Chinese government, okay? Whether it's in their foreign minister speech, whether internally speaking to the Chinese people. But I can tell you, this is absolutely a lie. Okay, so I actually find the survey that done and published by you know, Kennedy School in Harvard. That's why I say shame on Harvard. Harvard is no longer seeking truth and wisdom. They are absolutely accomplice in this whole game of genocidal and anti-liberty for humanity. So what happened is there's a longitudinal study, the Ash Center, established in 2003 in Harvard, under the Kennedy School. They've received billions of course, gifts from donations from the CCP. And then they published a longitudinal study for the CCP. So on the page four, okay, on the page four, that document's published online. I actually have it. If you wrote up page four, in the footnote, a very tiny fine print, and it says, the survey is designed by, you know, Ash Center, but is implemented by a reputable Chinese domestic polling firm. And guess that firm is? But who is that firm? That firm is running by a CCP spy who just quit from the Ministry of Justice in 1992, and then right away established this consulting firm, starting all the polling things for in United States and in Europe. This firm is called Horizon Consulting Firm.
Yeah. So here's what happens. The Chinese CCP gives billions of dollars to Harvard. Harvard's now cozied up with the CCP because it knows it gets money for it. It says, hey, we want you to do a survey, and we're going to give you the Chinese Communist Party's own survey company. We'll send you the results. You publish the survey, so it looks like it's coming from you, but it really came from us.
Exactly. That's exactly what you just described, how this goes. But I don't want people to think that your entire system is wrong. No, this is what the enemy wants you to think, okay? So they keep using those things, and they actually challenge. They wanted to undermine your confidence in your own system, which is the only thing that stands between us and the tyranny, okay, and the totalitarian. So you have to be wise. You have to stand a higher place. Yes, you do have problem. You have corruption. But who is the root of that problem? It's coming from CCP. Okay, CCP hand them candies, corrupt them, okay, befriended
them. Well, think about this, Ava.
Sending them women and kids.
Of course, the honeypot play, and then you've got money. All you have to do is look at the Biden administration here and see all the money flowing. And look, it's not just the Biden. You can go to all these politicians. Sadly, from both sides of the aisle, they got many things, investments. You got all these investment firms that many of the members of Congress are investing with these big investment firms, and they're making money over there. So all of it's really bad. Well, President Trump was on last night with my buddy Greg Kelly by phone over at Newsmax, and Greg always does a great job. He asked President Trump about the prospect of World War III, because here's the reality. There is no World War III if China and the United States are not involved, okay? So it's not World War III unless China and the United States are going head to head. You can have Russia fight America. You can have China fight somebody in Europe. But unless America or China is involved, it's not World War III. So this is why I thought this comment from President Trump is quite frightening. Listen.
Well, I watched him yesterday making this speech, and he was reading it, and he goes, pause. Can you imagine? If I did that, it would be over, okay? It would be front page news. And he reads pause, and he didn't know exactly what happened. The audience was a little rather stunned. But this is what we have, and we have them negotiating with Putin and President Xi of China and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. And we have the potential of World War III. We do, too. Don't kid yourself. It's never been on people's minds more. And, you know, 6 months is a little more than 6 months now, which sounds good. But that's a long time in the life of this country with this leadership, because they don't know what they're doing.
All right. So he says the prospect of World War III looms large. I don't think we're quite there yet, but I don't think it's something we shouldn't worry about.
So, we should worry about it, because as Miles Gore reviewed, the CCP has been planning for this day to come since 2020. Okay, they're already starting to pie up the food, purchasing those things, the wartime suppliers, and they're already starting counting those Americans and European residents who live in China, in Hong Kong. They're already surveillance them. Okay, they're already listening to all their communications. So they're preparing for this. But what I wanted people to understand, this is because American is fought a lot of wars, kinetic wars. Okay. The CCP hasn't. Okay. CCP hasn't fought a real kinetic war for a long, long, long time. Okay. But CCP knew that. Okay. So they knew the best way to subjugate the United States is not using the kinetic war as its main component. And CCP has been waging unrestricted warfare towards the United States since actually very long time ago, but the actual trigger is the 2019 COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when COVID-19 started, it's already started the financial warfare. Just guess how much money that you have, American already lost, 20 trillion, north of 20 trillion. You have in the very first 2 years, you already lost a year of your GDP, okay? And then you print, in order to keep going, you have to print money. So how much money you already printed? That's already weakening your financial and economic strength, okay? Yeah. So this has already started. And then biological warfare. Right now, bird flu happening across your, in United States, in those cattle farms. What does that mean? Okay. Miles Golan said, when the connected war, before the connected war starts, there's a lot of things going to happen in the United States. What it is, I can tell you what it is. Unrestricted tech warfare. What does that mean? Look at your Baltimore Bridge collapse. Okay. That was done by CCP. Our intel has confirmed it. Okay. On March 30th, we've released that. CCP used remote technological towing, controlled the cargo ship that hit your bridge and brought down. What's that for? They're aiming at breaking your supply chain, your economic, okay? Always thinking about your economic power because they want to bring down capitalism. What's capitalism, lifeblood of capitalism, is your ability to produce and your immense capacity in commerce. This is why they wanted to bring down. And then what happened? Social turmoil. What you just saw from April 15th onwards to university. This is all backed by the CCP left-leaning communists group. They're funding these. Okay?
What's
these
amazing is it matches the CCP communist plan, which may have originated in Russia. Russia picked up CCP's plan. Doesn't really matter. It's all the giant plan to overturn America. It matches exactly with the Muslim Brotherhood's plan, which is the Islamic jihadists that also have a very similar plan. They're all in cahoots together. You see these idiot protesters that are all part of Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Now they're picking up pro-Hamas. All of it is for chaos.
And who is funding the war in Hamas and Palestine? It's CCP.
Of course it is.
So it's CCP again.
So I want to play this clip because what you're saying about unrestricted warfare, meaning coming after us with cyber, coming after our finances, stopping our economy, waging war on the dollar, all of these things. Maybe the Chinese Communist Party knows what this former top brass in the military knows, that they may have a trouble fighting the United States in a kinetic war with a physical war. Listen to what he has to say here.
China has not fought a war since 1979. They have an army that's not fought a war. The American military has a lot of experience fighting wars. I'm not saying this is a good thing. The United States is like a cocked pistol, right? Chinese military, they haven't fought a war in a long time, and they would have to launch an amphibious operation, which is one of the most difficult military operations possible.
Right.
On top of that, the Americans are going to defend Taiwan. Joe.
So he talks about the Chinese not fighting a real war for as long as I can remember. He's right. Now, America, sadly, has been involved in wars for decades, since George Bush, at least. And only under President Trump were we not really fighting any wars. So what do you make of his comments, Ava?
Mm-hmm. I think there is a confidence, absolutely confidence, I think every American needs to have, is you should have your confidence not only in your system. Don't trust individual, but having confidence in your system and having confidence in your absolute kinetic war, that you will win this war. If your opponent are, say, European troops, okay? But I wanted people to pay attention. This time, your enemy is a thug, is a bandit. They cheat and lie and all the time, okay? And they're good at a guerrilla warfare. Last night, and so just thinking about if a person wanted to set a fire on a particular building and wanted to destroy a building, you could do it. But if you were a monkey, okay? So if you're a monkey, you want to set a fire in the building. You don't know how to do it, but you ended up setting a fire for the whole block. So yes, the CCP has never fought much of a war, okay? But they definitely can do a damage. And this is a damage maybe the civilized world cannot afford, especially they have a nuclear weapon. But the other things I want you to pay attention is the exactly the topic that we addressed on Real American Voice last night. We talked about Antigua, okay, a Caribbean little island that was less than 100,000 people, okay? CCP basically has bought them since 2014. Why Antigua? Why Cuba? Why Bahamas? I mean, Bahamas is so close to your Key West. That's where your critical submarine waterway exits are. They have those military bases already set up. You know, they can sabotage your submarine.
Explain to me what you told me on the Real America's Voice show last night, because this was fascinating. So I asked you about Chinese warships being docked in Antigua or Bahamas or Cuba. And you said, well, they don't look like Chinese warships, but they are. They're cargo ships equipped to spy on us, do damage to submarines. These are cargo ships that don't look like warships. Can you explain this to me?
Yes. Yeah. So this is coming from, you understand who CCP is, because they always lie. They always cheat. Just like what they, the weapon they supply to Russia, they're due use. Okay. All of them can use for military and something else. So the disguise underneath this, no different than Antigua or Bahama. You just go look at this this cargo ship, because these are the island nations, right? If you have a trade and commerce, you have a tons of cargo going every day. Like, for example, Bahamas, about 100 cargoes. But Miles Quartotas, he reviewed this intel in 2022. If you go lower deck of those cargo ship, you will find weapons. Okay, you will find the smaller missile launch weapons. You will find a tracking surveillance device. You will find those sabotage facilities hidden under the lower deck of those cargo ships. At any time, if they received any command from the PLA, and they would actually go into taking their commercial veil off and suddenly become a militant, a mobile, basically, missile launch site. Okay, and they can launch something, the submarine, don't forget, they're so close to your submarine waterway exits, right, Key West. They can surveillance your submarine, they can sabotage. If they cannot attack you, they can sabotage your way of of defend yourself. Okay, so this is what they're banning on.
I would hope that the Department of Defense knows what you and the whistleblowers inside the new federal state of China and the whistleblowers inside the CCP, rather, know and are informing us. Go ahead.
And then, no, again, one more thing is Xi Blue. We call Xi CP's Blue, the balloon that flow over your continent. Yeah. They're planned for that. They're planned to release it in thousands and tens of thousands in quantity. And some of them can carry chemical weapons, biological weapons. Some don't. And some of them carry the interference, electrical warfare.
I would not want to think of America with tens of thousands of balloons flying over, how frightened the American people would be from that, with really no way to defend themselves. You'd be totally reliant on the military as opposed to an invasion. This is why, you know, it's very interesting. We have a Second Amendment in America, and I've been a strong defender of the Second Amendment as a tool to fight back against tyranny. It is also a way to defend yourself and protect yourself and protect our borders with this idea of a militia. The militia is the people. It's not a standing army. When the founding fathers talk about a militia, this is why no foreign nation, other than a terrorist organization, no foreign nation has ever invaded the United States.
Yeah.
Leaders of these countries know all the people, most of them anyway, are armed. The Emperor of Japan during World War II said, no, it's not an option to invade the United States. All the people have guns. And that's a very important thing. Why else do you, all these dictators, disarm people? Because they know they can control them, not the United States. But all of this is fascinating to talk to. It's a little bit frightening. But as President Trump said, we have 6 months to get back to dominance, back to having a leader that is respected and even feared. And that's what we need in the United States. But again, Ava, I'm so grateful to you, Ava Chen with the New Federal State of China, the organization, and all the whistleblowers that help inform you to bring this information to us. I know they risk their lives to do it from inside China. And I just know we're very, very grateful for it.
Thank you very much, Grant, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, Ava. And we appreciate you. Have a fabulous weekend. And to all of you out there, don't forget the Real America's Voice show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We will see you there. And, of course, my website. You can get all these podcasts right there at the website. Subscribe on the Rumble channel, Getter, Facebook now. We're trying to restart that. We'll see how long we last before getting kicked off Facebook. But Facebook and YouTube, by the way. So all of those spots. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, share it with your friends, grantstinchfield.com. Folks, thanks for watching. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. See you tomorrow.